This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr, good to have you here, sitting here with me at the table. It's always nice. And you saw us setting up all this equipment. It's a lot of stuff here.
It's a lot going on, Dave.
Yeah, it is. What amazes me is just, you know, the time it takes to set it up.
You kept saying, we're doing this. We weren't doing anything.
Yeah, the one-arm paper hanger. But anyway, what do you got for us this week, Joe? Good to have you here.
Well, thank you. Today, MBS prices were up a little bit this morning. And don't know what's happened here in the last hour or so, but construction spending came out. It was weaker than what was expected. It fell somewhat from, this is old data, December fell from November when a small increase was expected. But looking at last week, Dave, MBS prices fell just about every day last week, not by a lot and all. It fell about 33 basis points, which equates to maybe five or six basis points in rate. The biggest drop came Thursday when GDP came out. GDP, as you sure saw, was better than expected. There's been some question about some of the data that's in it, you know, like retail sales component of GDP was really good, whereas the retail sales data that's been coming out has not been so good.
So we
might see some revisions as the month goes on and we see the second look at GDP. Housing data came out last week and it was mixed. We had housing starts that were not so good, was offset by pretty good pending home sales. The political events that happened last week were really what was the focus. You know, we had things like Chairman Powell's testimony to Congress. We had the negotiations with North Korea and their turnoff.
Oh, yeah.
But the most important thing was we had continued discussions with China on trade, and that all those things had a little bit of effect, but just not a big market moving event, because none of them really concluded anything. Now, we're going to see more discussions with China as this week ahead of us comes up.
Right.
Again, not anything that's going to be concluded, but we'll get a sense and we'll have headlines. We'll have the market react at times to things that come out in the news. For this week, the biggest event will likely be the jobs report. It comes out on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
175,000 net new jobs are expected. That's for February. As compared to January's huge 304,000 jobs. Now, that might get revised lower as well. In fact, there's some expectation that will happen.
That will happen, yeah.
Yeah. So unemployment rate's expected to fall back to 3.9. It's been there before. It temporarily rose to 4. Average hourly earnings are expected to increase in February by a couple tenths, from 3.2% to 3.4%. That's a pretty healthy wage increase.
Yeah.
ISM Services Index will come out on Tuesday. It's sometimes a significant event. More housing data comes out during the week. New home sales for December are expected to have fallen some from a good level in November. Housing starts for January are expected to be better because December's were affected by the wildfires in California.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There's not much on the calendar this week for non-economic events, but again, there is an ECB meeting that in the past has had some effect on our markets. And then trade talks with China are ongoing, as I mentioned earlier, and those headlines could be significant, especially for the stock market. But to the extent the stock market's affected by things, oftentimes it rolls over into the bond market and can have an impact on mortgage rates. So
that's your update.
That's my update, Dave.
What the unemployment rate is not going to really be an issue, but the average hourly earnings expected to increase, is it a significant enough to have any inflationary?
You know, the Fed has talked about that, and they've said that they're not too concerned about the wages increasing some.
Right.
They've been slow to do it. An increase to this level is somewhat expected, and you know, it would be the next time and the next time that really can start having an impact, and whether that would have an impact on the Fed's perception of policy, it would have to move a pretty good bit for a few months, I think.
Well, I appreciate you being here and stopping in and being here at the conference. This is something you've been, when you were at the MBS Quote Line, you did a lot of Lender One conferences.
I know a lot of people here.
Yeah, so it's going to be good to have you joining us in our booth and talking while you're here.
Sounds good.
Really appreciate you being here. Joe Farr, again, in the booth with us. Let's run over and listen to Scott Gordon of Open Mortgage talk about the science of sales.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
How many times have you been asked, what do you do? Too many to count. Most people answer with their job title. I'm a loan originator. Boring. Introducing yourself is an opportunity to communicate with story. Here are three steps to creating your story. 1, invent a main character for the listener to play a part in the story. 2, create an easy-to-follow series of events that pose a problem for the main character. And 3, finish your story with a one-step description of what you do to solve the problem. When someone asks, "What do?" you could reply, "Imagine that you're a traveler in a foreign land, and what lies between you and your destination is a wilderness of quicksand, thorns, and overgrown trails. People can't brave the wilderness alone. To make it to the other side, you need a guide, and I am that guide. My team has the best track record of getting travelers through the wilderness without getting stuck in quicksand or lost." 3 steps to a simple story to answer one of the most common questions asked. If this sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
I love that segment. Good job. Always love hearing that. And by the way, Scott's going to be our guest on the Hot Topic segment on February 18th. Next week, looking forward to having him on. He's talking about educational content and some things that they're doing over at Open Mortgage. Very exciting.